Wakey, wakey.
It's Danny Lake.
Yeah, welcome to the Friday podcast version of the show. What a cracker, dacker of a show it was. What food did you hate as a kid? But then you did a little 180. Now you can't get enough of it as an adult. Some great calls on that. We finish up the A to Z of sexual fetishes with Brad from Nangela. I'm pretty good at the alphabet, but apparently I'm pretty shit at maths and sort of divided it into five segments of alphabet stuff. But we only had four live shows this week, so we had to double up. Oh well, more fetishes for you and myself. And we chatted bad kisses on 131060. When did you have a horror pash? Happens to the best of us. Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
I mean, what a remarkable thing the human body is. I'm talking about the tongue and the taste buds in particular. What I've got in front of me right now, which I'm very much looking forward to for a little late night snack a little later, is a combination of chickpeas, lentils, eggplant and parsley. And I would challenge any child under the age of 13 to eat this at all. I might put a photo of it up on the Wakey It's Lakey Instagram page. I mean, it looks disgusting, but it's good gear. And I like it. And these are some of the tastes that I enjoy. I was just thinking, I think I've heard a rumour back in the day that your body, any part of your body, your bones, your liver, your tongue, your nose, your face, it rejuvenates every 7 years. Like, if you were to go back 7 years, none of the cells in your kidney now are actually from 7 years ago. So it would make sense that the tongue and the taste buds are doing the same thing. And on 131060, got me thinking, what food did you hate as a kid that you now love as an adult? Could be something where you would just like sort of, you would put your nose up to it as a kid and just like, not eating that. And now you can just bear it. Or it could be the full 180 where you would just vomit that stuff up as a child. And nowadays you can't get enough of it. For me, there's a couple. Cucumbers I would shun with my nose. I'd be a bit snobby about cucumbers as a child, and these days I very much appreciate it in a salad, and I think it was because my mum was chopping it the wrong way. Don't mind a quarter cucumber now. You slice, and then you put it into quarters again, little bite-sized pieces. That's good. What she was doing, and failing as a mother during my infant years, was just chopping. So you've got those circles going on. Too much. Too invasive. That's only for the eyes. Olives. Ooh, hated olives as a kid. Can't get enough of those marinated olives now. On 131060, what did you hate as a kid and love as an adult? I found a new one, guys, and it's a bloody game changer. This morning, I had for breakfast, aka my dinner, chicken and sweet corn soup. Get around me. It was huge. I couldn't believe what my taste buds were doing. Could not believe it. I didn't like this as a kid. It's so creamy now. It's so hearty. It's so savory. I was loving it. I just drank it. I'd poured it out of the bowl into a cup and just drank it like it was a sculling pint competition down at the pub. Couldn't get enough of it. It's a game changer. Now I'm going to have it for dinner every night. 131060. Has a food sort of crept up on you one day? You weren't a fan of it and then just tapped you on the shoulder and said, hey, guess what? I'm here in your life now. You're going to love me from here on out. We'll get to the calls next. Right around the country. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey. And what food you hate as a kid, you love as an adult. It's Danny Lakey around the country on 131060. I'm just having a bit of a thinker about how the human body works. God, it's a fascinating vessel, isn't it? There can be foods and tastes that you can literally hate as a child. And then somewhere along the line, sometimes it happens overnight. Sometimes it might happen gradually. And all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're like, Jesus Christ, I quite like this. Happened to me on a small level with cucumbers, a medium level with olives. Couldn't stand olives as a kid. Nowadays, God, I can't get enough of this stuff. But I realised one yesterday. Decided to dip me toe back in the chicken and sweet corn canned soup variety. And I wouldn't have touched chicken and sweet corn soup since I was about 9 or 10, I reckon. I remember doing it once. It was like, nah, too corny, too sweet, too chickeny. Not the combination that I'm after. To my surprise yesterday, couldn't get enough of this stuff. It's now going to be a staple of my weekly diet. It was so creamy. It was so good. I mean, the combination was off the chain. Maddie from New South Wales, 131060. What food did you hate as a kid, but now you can't get enough of as an adult?
Hey, big dog.
Hello. Hello, hey. Hello, medium hound. You, you and our big dog chemistry. Big boy. What do you like now?
Mate, I love spicy food, the hotter the better now. But as a kid, yeah, couldn't go near it. I absolutely hated it.
I see. So, and you would run. you would run at the side of a korma when you were younger, and nowadays you could get around a masala.
Oh, I love it, mate. And I've also done the full circle on olives also.
On what? Oh, on olives?
Yeah.
So, hang on, as in you didn't like them and then you liked them, and now you don't like them again? Because technically, that's a full circle, mate. You've done a 180, is what you're saying.
Yeah, mate. Load the olives up, pretty much. Yeah,
cool. All right, there. Yeah. Olives and spicy food. Doesn't surprise me. You're double the man you used to be, Matty. You're a mature man now. You're not afraid of the spice anymore. Thanks for the call. Rory in Victoria on 131060. Was there something you couldn't stand as a kid and you like now?
Peanut butter, mate. I hated it.
Oh, interesting, because that's usually one of the guaranteed foods that a kid would like. Like sometimes
that's
if you're trying to
said as well.
Get a fussy eater, you sort of douse them up with peanut butter because that's one of the things that's kind of a bit tasty and a bit nutritious and delicious at the same time. But you were the opposite.
Yeah, that's what Mum and Dad said as well. My sisters loved it, and me, I hated it. I couldn't stand it, but now I can't get enough of it. Love it in my toasties, love it on my salad, love it on everything.
In your salad? A peanut butter salad? Real?
Oh, try it out.
Yeah.
Caesar salad with a little bit of peanut butter.
Ooh.
I love it. Could not get enough of it.
Okay.
That's my lunch every day, basically.
Fantastic. And when did you transition from this? Was this a teenage thing? Did it come with puberty? Did it come with adulthood? Do you remember the moment at all, or it just sort of
It was the 14th of January when I was about 15, and my girlfriend made me a toasted sandwich with peanut butter in it, and I said I didn't want it, and she said I had to have it.
Oh, wow. Force-fed. And then, like, at what point did your ego get in the way? Like, no, don't like it. Or was it straight away like, oh, my God.
Definitely. The ego played a big part in it. Wow. But you know what? You got to make sacrifices for the lady.
Yeah, you do. Now you're incorporating peanut butter into all types of your relationship. Thanks for our email from Newcastle. What did you hate as a kid and you like now?
Pickles.
Now, so we're talking the gherkins here, the cucumbers marinated in vinegar?
All of them, cheeseburger ones, all of them. Couldn't stand them. Couldn't touch my burger, otherwise I wouldn't eat the burger.
Yeah, I see. All right, so you were one of those kids that's like, cheeseburger, no pickle, please, Mum.
Yep.
And nowadays you're like, keep going with those pickles, please, at Subway. Yeah. What salads would you like? Lettuce, tomato, pickles? Yeah, more pickles. Yeah, more pickles, please. Hang on. I'll get me salt and pepper, but can we go back to the pickles bit, please? More pickles, thanks. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I hear you.
So pregnant used to order a cup of pickles.
Oh, yeah, pregnant pickle craving. Love it. Jordan from Melbourne on 131060. What about you?
Yeah, I was the same as the caller just before, pickles. As a kid, no cheeseburgers. I just threw them out every time. I just couldn't stand them. And now, my mum buys a jar of pickles, and I'll just smash them a whole pickle. Yeah. So.
And I'm getting a little tetchy. I mean, I'm in a good mood tonight. Getting a little tetchy that people are saying the word pickles, because technically pickles is the process. It's not the actual thing, because it's a cucumber that's been pickled into a gherkin. Pickles, that's just the process. So, you know, I'm in a good mood, Jordan, but you know me, I can turn on a knife's edge. So if we could just change the P word to the G word, thanks, that'd be fantastic.
No worries.
And maybe you and Mel could get together sometime. I was going to try get her on the line, but she's already gone. She's gone running. Maybe you two could have lived in pickle harmony forever, but that's all right. You win some, you lose some. Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate the call. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Mo from Melbourne on 131060. What did you hate as a kid and you like as an adult?
I hated avocado.
Wait, easy there. Easy.
Brother, avocado back in the day, for me, it was just mushy and the texture. I hated it.
Yeah, I'm also a textures man, so I can relate to that for sure.
Yeah. But then as I got older, smashed avocado, get in me.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
I can't get enough of avocado now.
Yeah.
Guacamole, smashed avocado, everything.
Yeah, it's creamy gold, isn't it? You ever split an avocado in half, take out the seed, and then use that as a little bowl, and you put a little bit of balsamic vinegar in there with a bit of salt?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll get around that, Mo.
Oh, I'm going to have to try.
If there's anything we know about Mo, he'll go out right now, get one of those super ripe ones from IGA, and just go to town on the balsam.
Mate, two for five, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, so true. Thanks, mate.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Give me the A to Z. You got a fetish for my love. Oh, that's nasty.
The A to Z of fetishes.
We are up to P with Bradford and Angela from By the By. P for pet play. I know you guys like a bit of pet play.
Yeah. Yes.
As we discussed before, I like being a puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
We've got quite a few friends that are kittens, horses, puppies.
Horses?
Yeah.
How? What sort of thing? Because I understand that the collar's there, mm-hmm. but what else as far as representing the animal itself would you need to have?
So we've seen some horses. Mardi Gras was a perfect example. There were some that were just beautifully dressed up. They had a mane, a big mane, a tail, and then hoofs
really?
on their hands and their feet.
Are they walking on all fours?
No.
No.
Not always.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they do walk with a lot of style.
Like a gait, kind of, like trotting.
Really nice gait.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
This is insane. I need to see something like that. Could we have, like, some sort of sexy Melbourne Cup where we get all the horses and get them to trot down, like, this sex course or something?
That would be awesome.
Jumping over naked men. Some sort of sex steeplechase.
Can I be one of the naked men?
Q. All right. Now, this one we were struggling with for a while. I mean, how many fetishes are there with Q? And I was looking through the depths of the internet. And
I've got one.
Yeah.
Queefing.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I looked to the left for Producer Felix. I was like, Producer Felix, can you think of any fetishes begin with Q without skipping a beat? Just goes, queefing.
He's a good man.
Mm-hmm. It's a fetish, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they did a whole South Park episode on it.
So is it natural gas or is it like you sort of have to like position yourself, do a couple of Kegel exercises, suck it in, and then you just fart it out?
Yeah, you have to put it in order for it to come out. It's not self-producing.
Oh, okay. Not by the bottom.
No. It's not bacterial.
No.
It takes the magic out of it for me then.
But there are certain positions in which you can really push the air in.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Well, sometimes you do. You have sex, don't you? And the girl seems really embarrassed. You're like sort of having sex. Like,
yeah.
And then she's like, oh, sorry. I'm like, this isn't the first time this has happened, I promise you.
Well, for me, I'm like, that's a badge of honor. Yeah. You don't have to be sorry. Enjoy that extra air.
For rimming.
You want to take this one?
Well, I was going to let you take this one.
Okay. So rimming is one, for me, I did not go to it naturally, but it's one that Bradford loves rimming. And so we have...
As in getting your bottom licked or licking the bottom?
Absolutely.
Both.
Yes. So that's one that I've started to come around on a bit. But yeah, it's very interesting. And at first, not as much giving, but receiving. It's kind of for me, it was a bit of an uncomfortable feeling. And then it was like, ooh, no, that's actually kind of really nice. Mm. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's extremely intimate.
Yeah.
No, I'd imagine so. And I've never had mine done, A, because I just wouldn't let it go. I'm too hairy down there. I'd feel that I'd need to manicure and, like, make sure it's all clean to be enjoyed. Yep. And I'd also feel that there'd need to be some communication to make sure you wash it heavily. Do you sometimes do it in the heat of the moment and it's almost like a risky gamble? Like, right,
no.
They
could.
No.
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 We ooh, hard nose from both there. I haven't seen that look in a long time.
You didn't know we had hard nose. No, it's always we've either showered or got out of the bathtub or sometimes a swimming pool.
Yep.
And then oftentimes we'll use a wipe before, like a sanitary wipe before.
Yeah. I see.
And also, if it's a new partner, sometimes we'll use a dental dam even the first time or so.
Yeah,
if it makes everybody more comfortable.
Okay. I did accidentally rim. A girl, well, not accidentally. I rammed on purpose, and we didn't practice any of these safe things. It was just I was in the heat of the moment. There was a bit of massage oil, so you know her bum smelt like a chocolate milkshake. It was really nice, and I did it. But then afterwards, I had what's called rimming regret,
where I
sort of like started playing tricks on my mind. I thought, oh God, there's bits in my mouth now, isn't there? There really is. And I asked her if she had any Listerine. She didn't. I had to go down to the shop, get a coffee from 7-Eleven, swirl it around in my mouth. It didn't help that much at all. And I've sort of like stepped back from the rimming scene for a while. But it's comforting to hear that there are ways to protect your tongue in those situations.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You've got to have good prior proper preparation.
Yeah. Speaking of prior preparation for the Botox, S is for scat.
Uh-huh. That's another hard limit for us.
Yeah, not into the Cleveland Steamers.
Oh,
thanks.
Damn it. I thought you were going to break out it. I'm a scat man. Poo on my chest. No, I wouldn't do that. It's unhygienic, isn't it?
Do you know anyone who is?
No, I've never met a partner who was into it.
Yeah, neither have I.
Mm.
Have you?
No, no. The most I've seen are about the scat things, that two girls, one cup.
Uh-huh.
And even that has proved to be fake since then, mm-hmm. with a chocolatey Nutella mix.
Yeah.
And they still got done in court for it, for even representing scat.
I love it.
Interesting.
I didn't realise that.
Yeah. Really blurring the lines with legalities and porn, isn't it?
You keep up on it much more than we do.
I like to research the scat. I don't like scat porn.
Their defence attorney was.
And final one of part one for tonight, mm-hmm. Titillagnia, which is tickling.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. No.
Nah.
We've had partners who enjoy tickling yes. and will orgasm from tickling.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not me.
No.
I do not like to be tickled. In fact, she will put her hand on my leg on the bus and I'll smack it away.
If it's too light. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That I meet new partners, and that's one of the things that girls seem to have as pillow to, like, are you ticklish? Like, don't. Like, no, I am, and no.
Yeah.
And then they're like, ooh, you are. Like, no, where is the hard no concept gone? No. Like, ooh. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one thing you can do when ladies do that to you and they start trying to tickle you, if you put your hands on top of their hands, it's a great way to trick your brain, because what causes the tickling is your brain not knowing where the sensation is going to come from.
Okay.
So if your hands are on top of their hands, it's like your brain knows where the sensation is going to be.
Interesting.
So then it's not as ticklish.
It's not as ticklish. It's much easier to deal with.
Okay. That's part one of two of the A to Z. We thought it was a great idea to do the A to Z throughout the week. I then realised on the Friday that I only did four shows this week instead of five. So we've had to cram it all in. More next with Bradford and Angela.
Give me the A to Z. You got a fetish for my
love. Oh, that's nasty.
The A to Z of fetishes.
Part two and the final installment and chapter of A to Z of Fetishes with Bradford and Angela from By the By. We are up to the letter U. Underwear sniffing.
That's big business.
Yeah, it is big business, isn't it?
You can make a lot of money off of dirty underwear.
Yeah, sometimes I just wear pink G-strings and go to the gym and send it to this guy who doesn't realise I'm a man.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
Get around me.
Wow. I hope you de-hair it.
he pays double for that.
I will say, one of the things, I do like smelling her underwear.
Really?
That is, there's something really nice about that.
I
admit it's kind of weird, but I love it.
I even recall a time when a female partner left her underwear.
Yeah.
And we may have taken a picture of you sniffing it for her.
Do you like it more when they're aware that you're doing it, or when you've almost sort of snuck into the laundry basket and done it yourself?
I want them to know. Yeah.
Okay.
And we've had at times as well where she'll take her underwear off and put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like stuff it in my mouth while I'm tied up.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Nice domination play by you. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to V. Voyeurism.
Oh, we love that one.
Yep.
I mean, who doesn't like to watch people, you know?
Yeah. Is there a difference between consensual watching and spying watching in the voyeurism world?
Yes.
Yes.
Look, I don't go to a hotel without binoculars for nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for birds.
Well, maybe
I am.
Mm. That was one thing I was surprised about the Swingers Club a couple of weeks ago. I thought that I'd enjoy people watching me, but I realised I'd maybe almost enjoy them doing it in a sneaky way rather than, it was so destigmatized. Everyone was watching everyone. I was like, oi, look at me and peer from behind that door, please. Not just on the couch right in front of my anus.
I love watching people. It's very sexy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
W, the Wartenberg wheel.
I don't know that one.
You own a Wartenberg wheel.
Oh, is that that little spiky thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know the name for it.
No, didn't know the name for it.
Yeah, the Wartenberg wheel.
Learned something.
Yeah.
Mm. What did you think of it? You're tactile.
I liked it, but I felt, what did I say was, it felt like some sort of just a, felt like a pizza cutter to me. Yeah. I didn't realise the width of that bad boy.
Yeah.
It was more like a mini sort of lawnmower rather than a pizza wheel.
Yes.
And you can do it, you know, of course, softly or hard, you know, with different intensities. Mm. But yeah, I quite like it.
And you can get them where they're a single wheel. Or like ours is, I think, 3 or 5 wheels.
Yeah.
So the more wheels you have, of course, the easier it is to use because less likely of puncture and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, cool. What about xylophilia? That's the arousal for wood. Timber. Easy there, Bradford.
I was like, I'll go out on a limb here, but I kind of like wood.
Yeah, what about, you know, having sex bareback on a patio or something?
Yeah.
Nice veranda play.
In the woods and, yeah.
Oh, yeah, twigs and leaves, yeah.
Yeah.
Up against, more natural.
Up against a tree in the bark.
Yeah, we've actually done that in Ireland, actually, where she was bent over a fallen tree. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Great.
It's good.
As you do.
Yeah. Well, you just have a story for everyone. That's why you're the perfect ones for the A to Z of fetishes. Two more, guys. The end of an era coming up here. Y is for yiffing.
And that's furry play.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Very play.
Mascots and furry costumes. Mm-hmm. Who had a great float in the parade this year, in Mardi Gras parade.
Yep. Yeah, right.
So, yeah, it's yiffing. I mean, we were just talking about this week. Mm-hmm. That is one of my secret porns that I really enjoy.
Oh, my God. You haven't jerked off to Monsters, Inc., have you?
No, God, no.
What is it with the yiffing? That's one that I really struggle with.
I don't know what it is about it, but there's just something interesting about watching people dressed up as big furry animals having sex.
Yeah, cool.
To me, I think it's the logistics of seeing how that works that's more interesting than anything.
Yeah.
But, like a penis flap in or something.
Yes, and an anal flap.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't judge me.
Maybe it's something about being bigger and greater and, a little fantastical.
Yeah, being something different.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. All right, and the final one, guys. Xenophilia, which is the sexual arousal of jealousy.
Oh,
fascinating.
Wow.
Mm. I'm sure there's a lot of people who get off on that. Because, you see a lot of people want to make their partner jealous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that was me and Main Squeeze Nikki's biggest fear about going to the swingers club, that we would experience jealousy and it would be a negative thing. We never sort of thought about it in a sexually arousing way before.
Yeah.
Did it turn you on?
Well, we weren't jealous in the first place.
I can see that being a thing, though, if, you want to make your partner jealous, either potentially just to see how much they care as well, but also as the jealous partner, you get to see how much other people want your partner. And so it is that thing of like, that one's mine, know? And but yet other people want them, and
it's definitely a power play.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
It's not for us, but I can understand it.
God, I feel sorry for everyone who was listening all week just waiting for Z going, please, zany radio announcer. Please talk about zany radio announcer. Sorry, guys. I'm off limits. I'm not a fetish. I'm a man. Sorry. That was fun. Thanks for coming in every night this week. Just for five letters of fetishes. You guys are awesome.
Well, you give us coffee. It's all right.
It's Danny Lakey around the country on 131060. Married at First Sight, it is over. But far out, Troy and Carly, their kiss game needs a little work. If you haven't seen it floating around on socials or on the Today Show this morning, here's the audio from it. Carl Stefanovic, he wanted to check out the new loved up couple and see if they wanted to do a bit of public display of affection live on the show.
Go on,
we
give us a kiss.
We want them to keep their breakfast down.
No, their kids are at school. Go on.
She's a beautiful girl. I can't resist.
Yeah. You asked for it.
Exactly.
You asked for it.
Do they realise that everyone's laughing at them during that thing and not actually with them? Their kiss game is terrible. For a couple that would have had to literally just kiss on camera for minutes on end with the, the TV production crew go, right, go again, cock your head to the left a bit this time, big dog. These guys suck. And there's nothing worse than a bad kisser. And on 131060, if you've had a bad kiss, let us know about it right now. I mean, it could have been from your junior days. That can be excused. I feel sometimes you've got to lose a couple of grand finals to make it to the big dance and win the ultimate trophy. My first kiss, grade 7, right outside the front door of my house, Sarah Morris, up against the wooden wall. Oh yeah, take me back. I mean, that was a teeth clash of 5,000. We were just trying to eat each other's faces. We were enthusiastic. We were young kids. We were trying to do what we thought was good. But far out, it was a shocker. More rare these days to bump into a real messy kisser in your adult years. But far out, it happens. Maybe at a club. What constitutes a bad kiss, I wonder? For me, too much tongue, and this is what bloody Troy's doing with Carly here, he's gone too hard on the tongue. His mouth is wide open. It's like one of those whales that's trying to like suck in all the krill in the ocean. It's too much. Just start off with a little nibs. a little niblet, I'd say. For me, it's lip, 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 tongue. Lip, 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 tongue. Four lip nibbles and then a smooth tongue massage to finish off. But I'm more of a lips man. You definitely don't want your teeth in there. 131060, if you've had a bad kiss, love to know about it. And I think we could all probably learn something, because maybe there are like a whole breed of bad kissers out there that don't even realise they are part of the bad kiss brigade. And they might be driving and hear something and go, oh, hang on a second, I do that. I thought it was good when you hit their back molars with your tongue. I thought it was good when you try and chip a tooth at the front. That's how I've been doing it. 131060, oh yeah, the board's lighting up. Let us know about it, your bad kiss stories. We'll get to them next. Maybe what constitutes a bad kiss. Are you a tongue man? A lips girl? A teeth boy? Nah, don't be a teeth boy. It's Danny Lakey around the country, 131060, chatting about bad kisses. Not the good kisses. I mean, that would just be boring radio. Bad kisses. Inspired by Troy and Carly, a loved-up Married at First Sight couple who hooked up on the Today Show this morning, much to Carl Stefanovic and the whole Today Show's hilarity. I don't think they realise that their kiss game is so off. That's why they're laughing. They're not laughing because, ooh, zany kiss on the live television. They're laughing because they're so uncoordinated when it comes to adults kissing.
Go on,
we
give us a kiss.
We don't have to kick their breakfast down.
No, their kids are at school.
She's a beautiful girl. How hard is it?
Yeah.
Resist.
You asked for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You asked for it.
In all fairness, Carly's not that bad. You've got to have two people who are good kissers. One bad kisser in the kiss duet can throw everything off anyway, and it makes the other person look bad. It's this Troy bloke that really needs to up his game. His mouth's too much open. He's going in too hard. I mean, there's so much to it. 131060. Bad kisses. Dylan from Victoria, what's your experience?
Hey, Lakey. So it was just party one night, the casual hookup.
Yeah, sure.
But this girl, she's gone for the world record of like how many times she can get her tongue down the back of your throat.
Oh, God, yes. She's trying to like give it you the old tonsil massage.
It's almost pretty much. And like, I'm against the wall and can't do a thing, and she's there just going. I'm like, all right, I'll just. And that was an experience.
And I'd imagine that was definitely part of her strategy as well. If she's into reaching the depths of your mouth, makes sense to get you up against the wall, because the natural reaction for you is to start backing up away from the depths of your mouth.
Exactly.
There's nowhere to go. And you can't fight that wall.
I was in a corner. Can't do anything.
It's typical behaviour from someone who's trying to reach the back wall sort of thing. And that's not my cup of tea either. And you can only imagine if she then runs into another bloke one day who's also keen to hit the back wall of her mouth, they're going to choke each other out. It's not going to work.
Not going to go well, is it?
No. Not at all. Casual hookup will stay a casual hookup until she picks up her kiss game, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Pretty much so. Thanks, Dylan. Mel, in New South Wales on 131060. Hey, girl, describe your worst kiss.
Look, it was a junior one, but it's the worst one ever. Yeah. Ever, ever, ever.
How junior are we talking here?
I was like 13 or 14, but he came at me with the head tilt and the mouth was wide open, like a fish.
Yeah. So much to get right when you're that young. You're only going off what you've seen on movies and stuff, and it's the head.
I don't think any movie showed anything like this.
Maybe it's a bit delusional, like the head tilt. I'm all for, like, I mean, maybe 15 to 20 degrees to the left, I'll go, just so my big schnoz doesn't just hit her right in the nose as well. But any more than 20 degrees, and then you start sort of going on your side, and it's almost like a T shape. Your lips are parallel, horizontal. His lips are vertical, and there's all sorts of problems there as well. How was his tongue lubrication? Because sometimes you'll have a dry tongue.
So terrified by the sight that I ducked my head and he pretty much bit me on the forehead.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, that's on you. That's on you. If you're going to bail that late and he's bit you on the forehead, that's not his fault. What constitutes a good kiss in your book now? I assume you probably found a man of your dreams or experienced a man of your dreams in the past. I find that you need to find someone. You know how, like, in the gay world, there's tops and bottoms. I feel in the kiss world as well, there's tops and bottoms, where you need like someone who sucks on the top lip and the other is happy to be chilling down bottom lip. Almost like two kids on a sleepover, one wanting the top bunk bed and one wanting the bottom one, and no arguments ensue.
That's about right.
Kiss currency. It's good stuff. Thanks, Mel from New South Wales. Rob from Victoria. 131060. Bad kiss?
Yeah, real bad kiss. Yeah. So I'm seeing this Swedish girl at the moment. And she's, you know, she's sexy, she's gorgeous, she's funny. I thought, you know, this is going really well.
Great.
And then first date, kiss her, and it's like kissing a wet fish. Then I pull back, and her eyes are still closed, waiting for more kiss.
Oh, no. Nice.
And I'm like, oh, we were definitely over.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. So she seems to be unbeknownst to this. She seems to think that she's probably doing a good job. Now, because she sounds like a bit of a catch, do you have a chat with her? Do you have to try and drop subtle hints of how you like to be kissed, touched, caressed? Or do you just sit her down and give her the hard chat and say, hey, come on, if we're to prosper here, you're going to have to shut those mouth lips a little more?
Well, you know, if they did anything, but at the moment they're kind of just sitting there on it. And I don't know that that's something you work through or if it's something you just let them deal with on their own.
So let me just get this straight. She's just got her mouth sort of cocked open, but there's no movement going on.
Her mouth doesn't even open. The lips just sit there, together. her whole mouth just sits there, like, receiving the kiss.
Pair of lips. Do they even purse out? Do they purse out at all? Do they protrude from the face at all?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh. She opens sometimes. Oh. But
that's on a good day.
No.
Oh, man.